Hi, hello, and welcome. This is the Zonecast, where we interview emerging professionals, entrepreneurs, and academics. And today we have with us on the show Caleb Wapersko, and he is the founder and CEO of Spotted. Hi, Caleb. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. This is great.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious to learn more about yourself and also about your background and your business. Can you share your professional and personal background?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in a farming area of rural Ontario. It was in a place called Delhi. When I was in my teenage years, I started to work for my family's business, which was making stairs and anvils. And by the time I was about 16, I ended up having to manage some employees and actually interacting face-to-face with customers. So I went to the University of Guelph, and when I came back, I took over the head of production role of my family's business. But that was just kind of a role I was taking as I was investigating doing what Spotted does. And in 2017, I launched Spotted as it is today. And yeah, that's about the long and short of it.
So can you talk more about Spotted and what kind of solution you offer?
So Spotted is a digital mapping and data visualization company for retailers. So the easy way to describe that is we make a digital map of the store and we can do a whole bunch of different things with that. But there, as I'm sure with all things, there's a bit more intricacy to it. But we do take a digital map or a digital layout of each store, but often what we're doing is we're visualizing their existing data. So we try to take in what data they already have so we don't disrupt their processes. And then we can use this data that they already have to run a bunch of shopper facing and both operational features as well. So other than the digital map, which is relatively new, we run everything off of the data that they already have in their system. And we try to do it so we're working on outputs so we don't have to sit inside of their systems as well.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is this app will help shoppers shop in an efficient manner, time-efficient manner. That's the idea?
Yeah, so if you were to look at our new platform or even the services we provide to retailers as well, you can get a layout map of the store. So it gives you a brief description, kind of like what the signs at the end of the aisle say. And you can see what's broadly in every area of the store, or you can start to search for specific products. Or if you're going through a retailer channel, you can actually just click on a map when you're looking at a product page. And then it will actually highlight the area of the store that product sits in. But there's also a bunch of things we do on the operational side. We do like analytical heat maps. We make employees actually very efficient because just as we can help shoppers, the employees actually can benefit quite a bit from using the same maps. So there's a bunch of different features that we run off of just that one map.
Mm-hmm. So if a shopper wants to use this, I guess, will he be using there in the store and using it to navigate?
Yeah, they can definitely use it while they're in the store, but even if they just want to do some research ahead of time so that they're not walking into a store blind, there are some very big stores out there that you're talking plus 100,000 square feet and over 100 aisles. So that can be a pretty daunting experience. When you're talking about stores that can have upwards of 70,000, 80,000 SKUs, it can be similar to trying to find one address in a city of 500,000 people. So just knowing how to orient yourself in relation to that can mean quite a bit in terms of shopper convenience.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you'll also have information about like any deals and offers and promotions that are ongoing.
Yeah. So on our new platform, you can do all the searching and things like that, but you can also view what's on sale at the store. And with a touch of a button, it will seamlessly add that sale to a map so you can find where that product is in the store.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start Spotted?
So Spotted was started in 2017, and up until 2020, all of the work that we'd done had been through retailer channels. So we were providing our services to a retailer, and if you were interacting with one of our maps, you would have thought you were interacting with the retailer. But in 2020, just to kind of help out given the whole COVID crisis, we built a free platform that had grocery stores mapped out, and the first version of it came out in May, and that was an extremely rudimentary version, to say the least. But we got so much great feedback from the public that we decided to spend the summer putting some resources into it. And that has taken into form of a new platform that has over 100 stores and hardware stores. And each map has over 500 things you can search for in each map.
So it seems like you were able to find all these 100-plus stores in a short amount of time.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that the mapping side is actually the very complicated part of what we do, and it's actually more often than not is the easier part of the job, because before we did anything, we built a very agile, easy-to-use mapping system. And this map can be updated from anywhere online. It can be updated in minutes. So the mapping side is actually the relatively easy side. So it's more just things like upkeep and figuring out how to best use the channels to get it out there. That's the more complicated part.
Mm-hmm. How many people are using this app now?
It can be a bit tricky to pin it down at any given time, but probably the biggest problem that we've had, or I wouldn't say problem, but the biggest change that we've had doing this has had to go from doing the B2B side first, because as I said, we used to exclusively work through retailer channels, to now having to switch over to a consumer-facing side. So it's overnight having to start to build a user base and a public-facing angle to it. So like I said, it's hard to pin down the exact numbers, but it's growing by day as people are more aware that this type of solution is out there.
Mm-hmm. So if from the retail end, let's say your enterprise clients, retailer clients, what kind of analytics can they get from the app, and how can they use it to improve the experience or their bottom line?
So there's so many ways that we can actually help a retailer save money, both by using the system, but also shoppers using the system. So we've actually found from retailers that every time a shopper interacts with an employee, whether they're asking for the aisle that they need to go to or even the bathrooms, you're taking that employee off task from 1 to 45 minutes. So even if you can capture a decent portion of that of shoppers who can navigate themselves, you're talking about keeping your employees on task quite a bit more, and you're still providing a great shopping experience to those shoppers. Even though the retailer had to do less to provide that experience, the shopper comes out feeling that they had an even better experience. But besides even just shoppers using it, we have found stores have saved tens of thousands of dollars by making their employees more efficient and their merchandising better by giving them maps to their employees. And just as the system can output data, it can also take in vast amounts of data. So instead of reading pages and pages of reports for hours, we can create an analytical heat map so that you can see hot to cold on a map in seconds how stores are performing, from any information from product searches to sales quantity to online conversion. And we don't really care what type of data is being fed through the system, but we can visualize all of that data so that you can understand instantly instead of having to dig through report after report.
Mm-hmm. Have you financed the whole business yourself, or did you fundraise for this venture?
So we got an investment at the start of 2017 from an investor. But other than that, that's the only funding that we've done. That being said, though, it's something that we might have to look at now that we have this new public-facing platform, because it means that we might have to grow store counts before the business side necessarily will. So there is the prospect in the short term that we might have to do some raising.
And how does your pricing work?
So we've had to be somewhat flexible with the new platform. We can do similar to digital flyer platforms where you pay for helping each shopper with their visit. But typically what we try to do is we charge one fee for a retailer to hook up every shopper channel. So we'll hook up apps, websites, digital flyers, in-store kiosks, and we charge one fee for that, because in terms of our API output, it's relatively similar, and the difference doesn't make that much for us. And then we charge a separate fee for our operational uses, such as employee tools or analytical heat maps.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any direct competitors in the marketplace? Or is this a unique app of its kind?
There are other mapping companies out there, but they tend to focus on malls rather than inside the stores. And one kind of interesting thing that we actually have in terms of competitors is sometimes retailers do it themselves. So, for example, in the States, Walmart and Home Depot both make their own mapping systems for their proprietary channels. But when we find that retailers do something that involves mapping, they do it very one-dimensionally. So they might say, I want to make a platform for shoppers. And they do. They make a mapping platform that works for shoppers, but that's all it does. So it doesn't do any of those operational features. And that's where we try to kind of fit ourselves in, is because we can help you with that one mapping purpose you need now, but we can do 10 different other things and even help you integrate future location-based technologies that, even if they're not our company, we can help you integrate with other companies that use location-based data as well.
Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, like, from the perspective of a retailer, if they have shoppers coming in, they would want shoppers to spend, you know, as much time, maybe get lost and, you know, take time to find things so they can look at so many products and do some impulse purchase. If your app is like kind of optimizing the shopper experience and, you know, helping them find stuff quickly, are you not reducing like the average shopper spend? Is that not a concern for retailers?
I would say yes, to some extent. It is a very kind of outdated thought process to think that in the retail environment, because if that's the case, then no retailer should do anything even remotely similar to e-commerce. It's online competitors are now creating a more convenient shopping experience in almost every aspect of the retail environment. So as much as you do want to have impulse purchases and have shoppers looking around more, you need to create a more convenient in-store shopping experience, or you're just defending market share that can eventually get taken away. And even with something like that, we have a very good way of keeping that open. For example, if something's on sale, a lot of the times it can be placed in an end cap in the store. And we might know that it's at that end cap, but we tend to send shoppers down to the native home or the place where the product sits most of the time. So even though it might sit on a more convenient end cap, they're now going to the native home where there's similar products around it, where they could potentially upsell them on a more luxurious product at a higher price point. But that way of thinking is very much so something that was gospel before online shopping came around, because online shopping is now making shopping more convenient, and all it takes is a shopper trying an online competitor one time, and they might be, that online competitor might be their go-to place to buy something in that product category from now on. So something like this is kind of needed to create that more convenient in-store shopping experience.
Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, there's definitely some value in helping the shopper and improve the shopping experience. And I guess, yeah, this kind of thinking is might be like, traditional thinking, retailers, you know, they would want the shoppers to stay in the store as long, and they would try to create like a good, you know, ambience and shopping experience so people stay longer. But at the same time, like given the current situation, you also, you know, wanna take into account that we are living in the pandemic era. So perhaps there's some value in an optimized and efficient shopping experience.
Yeah, but even if you go outside of the optimized shopping experience, things like mapping can help a retailer in more areas. For example, even product discovery. If you're planning on buying a relatively expensive product, statistics will show that someone wants to see it often before they buy it. So if you're talking about a product, let's say a coffee maker, you could probably buy that exact same coffee maker at 5 different retailers. So if in the price point will probably be relatively close between all of them. So if you tell someone that you can come see it in our store and here's exactly where you're going, you can kind of capture that product discovery or that research phase of the shopping experience. And then you become that go-to place when they're ready to make that purchase. But even in this current lockdown stance, it showed that physical stores are not ready to be these online shopping depots. So physical retail still makes upwards of 90% of all of our retail sales. So we have to find more ways to involve the physical space, but it's like I said, we need to find a way to make it more convenient, because it seems every day or every week a new online company finds a way to tackle something that was previously thought of only as capable of doing in a physical store.
Yeah, I guess there's definitely some, you know, competitive rivalry between online shopping and retail shopping. And especially this year, you know, online shopping has increased dramatically because of the circumstances that we are in. Maybe that will decline once things get back to normal, possibly. I want to go back to 2017 when you started this particular company. How did you come across this idea?
So the idea of Spotted came across because I grew up in that rural environment. And when I was starting to come up with the concept of Spotted, this was just as online shopping was getting its start in Canada. And being in that rural environment meant that if you wanted to buy something online and get it shipped to your house, it was going to take a couple weeks. So often you'd still have to go into that store. But it's like I said, I hated wandering around a store. I needed that more convenient experience. And that's where I started to conceptualize, what if I could get a map of exactly where I'm going that would make my shopping experience so much better at the store?
Mm-hmm. And what I'm thinking is you have more than 100 stores using this. So what is your sales cycle, you know, talking to retailers and building this solution for them and you know, having it run by them? How long is the whole process?
Well, it very much depends on the retailer, because there are retailers out there that they're franchise-based systems where there's someone who individually owns the store, and those sales cycles can be relatively quick. But when you're talking about the big corporate players who they own all the property, all the stores and everything like that, you can be talking about a sales cycle that fits years' time, because it's not – a lot of this is stuff that a retailer doesn't pull the trigger on because you have one meeting with it. It has to fit inside of their almost annual retail plan. So, and it's not like all of this happens at once. Often it's one retailer is looking at doing something similar to analytical heat maps, and that's something we can start with them. Or maybe there's a retailer that wants to do the consumer wayfinding. It very much has to fit inside of their existing plans. And that's one of retail's biggest things, is they tend to be very bureaucratic big guys, so it can be a very slow process when you're talking about the big corporate retailers.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback you received from the end consumers who use this app?
Well, we've had just the best feedback from people, and that's part of the reason why we pushed this from just being a basic platform to help people in a lockdown in COVID into something that we hope has legs to continue growing past COVID. Was because shoppers were giving us amazing feedback, as they were saying, like, this is going to save me so much time, or I've been waiting 20 years for a solution like this. So it was really the end users who made us push with such a public face to this mapping side, was because it was the users or the shoppers who were saying that they were loving it. And there's so many more areas that we could go into with this that could help shoppers as well.
Yeah, I guess if you're about to visit like a really big store, with a lot of square footage, and you want to be quick and you want to get what you want and you want to be quick, maybe you have a child in your car or something, this kind of app can really, you know, help you find your product, to tell you where to go, see some deals, and get in and out fast. So I guess, especially these days, but definitely I can see the, like, why people might find this to be, you know, a convenience shopping.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of cool when you put something out there like this, people find different uses for it. Like, one thing we've been told from users that they really like is, for example, in a grocery store, it can prevent backtracking. So we all have the shopping list of things we have to go in the store, but if, for example, apples, which is at the front of the store, is at the bottom of the list, you could be at the complete other end of the store and now have to backtrack to get that thing that's at the bottom of your list. Whereas if you're getting it visually on a map, you can understand that I'm in this area of the store, I have to get these things that are in a map. And we actually even have a sorting algorithm that we hope to get on the platform that you could give us 12 items and it will give you the most efficient route to go through the store on it.
Oh, that's interesting. If you put a list, it will give you the most efficient route. So that's even more, that's definitely a time saving, convenience and definitely a good feature.
Yeah.
What's your vision for Spotted? Where do you want to take it? Do you have like a target of number of stores you want using the service?
I think any retailer that's over 15,000 square feet could realistically benefit from it. And that would be great. And I feel like once people understand just how little effort it is, because there's a lot of misconceptions that it's an incredibly complicated thing to do, the people who actually operate it can be over the age of 60, which can baffle some people. It takes less than 5 minutes to make a quick change, things like that. I think you can really start to understand that there might be larger scale adoptions, but even just from what we do, there's some really cool things that we'd like to get out there. So even in the next couple weeks, we'll be launching a new recipe and home project tool. So you can look at a recipe and it will automatically add all the ingredients for the recipe into a map of where to find them in a store. The same thing with a home project, like a planter box, for instance.
Oh, those will be definitely good and interesting features. To optimize the shopping experience. Will you also be focusing on like mall mapping as some of the other app businesses are doing?
A map to us is just a map, whether it's a mall or a store, because it's just a map and the data that's inputted. We try not to worry about what data is being inputted. So if it's a mall and we're talking about stores, or if it's a store and we're talking about products, like I'm definitely open to doing more things like malls or even public spaces. I'm completely open to that, but not to kind of discount that. But for us, a map is a map. So whatever data is stored inside of it is up to the person who the map is important to.
Mm-hmm. And has Spotted become profitable yet, or did you exceed break even?
Yeah. So, but it goes back to it's a misconception, like over half of our revenue currently comes from making employees more efficient, just because that's such an easy value add to show to retailers. A lot of the time when you're talking about shopping features, it's a difficult return on investment to prove right out of the door. So quite a bit of our revenue actually comes from helping shoppers out, not helping employees out, because it's a very easy bottom line thing to prove that the value's there.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, you know, more and more shoppers and retailers will see value in helping create an optimized shopping experience, and hopefully you'll acquire more retail stores. One thing that I'm curious about is, you know, now more and more people are working remotely from their homes, given the situation. So how has the transition been for you?
Well, we still try to visit stores to verify the data is accurate. So we still do end up having to get out there and visit a couple places. But for the most part, when you're talking about the system itself, it can be edited from anywhere. So we try to keep everybody working from home where they can stay as safe for both themselves and the public as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And your app development, is that something you do in-house?
Yep.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's been a very interesting learning curve doing all of this, because before we did this new app, all of our programming was designed for how does it fit within existing channels that a retailer might have, to now we're having to do all of the app and the consumer-facing side stuff now.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Well, I definitely wish you all the best, and this is definitely a timely product and a timely business. There is definitely a need for this right now, and hopefully there will continue to be a need for this in the future as well, and more retailers and shoppers will adopt this. So again, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show and talking about your much needed product.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm always up for having a chat about the changing retail environment.
Absolutely. You want to share your website? Or how can people find you or your app?
Yeah, so the new platform is at spotitmapping.com, or it's also the Spotit app in both the Android and Apple app stores. Or you can find us on all the social media sites for Spotit Mapping. And yeah, any input or feedback would be great. And also we have the ability so that shoppers can request the store that they would like to if their store that they want is not on there. And I do encourage people to use that because it's a very effective tool to show us where to go next.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this particular episode and you get a chance to learn from Caleb's story. And you can obviously download the app and use it to optimize your own shopping experience. And thank you so much for listening to Zonecast and stay tuned for more episodes.